Now, I would like us to share on today's topic, sermon, that's the preaching according to the Gospel of Saint Mike, Mark 22:33-44. The poor widow came and gave all that she had to live on, while the rich people gave from the leftover the spare they had. Jesus is talking about give today, offering. From this story, you could see two classes of people, the poor widow and the rich scribe. She gave all that she had to live on. Two small coins, that's equivalent to one penny. She didn't bother about tomorrow, and she has no husband or anybody who will provide any food for her, but she gave all that she had to live on. While the rich scribes were very rich, they gave plenty and gave from leftover. They were very sure of themselves, of what to give. Now, in this story, Jesus is teaching us. He said that it is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And truly, because if you are rich, you will feel that you have everything already. But that is not the thing. If you could recall in Matthew Gospel chapter 19 verse 16 to 22, the story of the rich man who came to Jesus to ask how can he gain eternal life, that he needs salvation from God. And Jesus told him that he should go and observe the commandments, the 10 commandments. And this young man told Jesus that, I know the commandment. He started enumerating them. Thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. And Jesus said, oh, very well, my friend. You know this very well, and you have kept all this. He said, yes. Then Jesus told him, there's still one thing remaining. And what is that? Go and sell all that you have and give the money to the poor. Ha! This man left with sadness. He didn't want to let go. And likewise, the rich people in the society today. Jesus is calling us in Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21, that we should store our treasure in heaven, not on earth. And always during Lenten season, we are always reminded, the church calls us for almsgiving, that we should learn how to give to people. There is joy in giving than receiving. Always learn to give to people, even if that is the last thing you have, because there is hope, the hope that God will provide for you. And that is why Jesus said, to whom much is given, much is expected. Where do you think these gifts come from? Why do others have more than others? Why do God say we should share with the poor? You remember the work of mercy. And that is how Jesus will see you on the last day and say, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was in the prison, you visited me. So we are called and challenged this day that we should carry out this work of mercy sincerely. Some of us might think that, what will I give? What do I give? I don't have money. What do I have to offer to God? You have your time to give to other people. You have talents that God has given to you freely. You have smile, comfort, compassionate to people, help people freely. Remember, God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave Him freely and fully. Jesus came to us. So we should learn how to give. God has given everybody a gift. So we should discover our gift and use it for the gift of everybody. How many people come to ask for help from you today? Remember that person down the street who have nothing to eat. What about the sick, the prisoner, the orphans, the widow? Do any charitable acts today and God will bless you. I will leave you with this to ponder with a short story of a man who only knows how to receive, receive, take, take, take. That's the only language he knows. And this man went for fishing one day and he was drowned in the river. And people came to rescue him. And they were saying, give us your hand, give us your hand. She didn't know the language. You couldn't understand what she did not even know what they are talking about. And the neighbor ran to the wife and said, oh, your husband is drowning and people have gathered to rescue him. But he refused to offer himself. The old wife said, oh my God, you would have said, receive, receive. You would have offered his hand. And therefore, the woman rushed to the stream where this her husband went for fishing and told the people, tell my husband to say, take, take. And when they say, take, take, the man what? Offers his hand and people rescued him. And that is it. We should always learn how to give, not only to receive. God has blessed you so that you will bless others. So may God bless his words in our hearts. Amen.